Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
All right, December 15th and 16th, Dong Tam. That's spelled D-O-N-G-T-A-M, and it stands for, in Vietnamese, United Hearts and Minds. That's what the name of the base is. Well, it's about time to leave Saigon. Thank goodness. It has been several days of dealing with REMFs, R-E-M-F, so we can be the FNGs. The mosquito bites, all 40-plus of them, have started healing, and now it's time to gather up my luggage and head toward the Delta. I really don't understand why I brought a duffel bag, two suitcases, two weekend travel bags full of stuff.
Yeah, that sounds like me on a weekend.
Where
little
do
weekend
I
get away?
Where do I think I'm going? And how am I going to use what I have brought? The five of us plus two others and the rest of the class we train with jump on board an Army transport cargo plane. We go on a short Southwest flight to a place called Dong Tam. It is the Army base for the 9th Infantry Division who supplies the combat troops for the combat boats we will be on. As we start to descend, the pilot makes an announcement that we are landing on a helicopter landing strip, and he only wants to touch down and immediately take off. He says he is tired of being shot at when he flies to this place. He lands, stops. We jump off, he takes off. 120-plus guys with their luggage exit a plane that landed and flew away in less than 1 minute.
I would love to have seen that.
With minimal introduction to where we are and what we will be doing, we are delivered to our riverine boats. My fellow crewmen and myself are taken to Tango 914, T 914, Tango 4, Dragonfly Tango 4. That's the radio call sign. We are a subdivision of River Squadron 9, Riveron 9, River Division 91, Riviv 91. Tango 4 is an armored troop carrier, ATC. This boat is definitely not a peacetime pleasure cruise craft. It was originally a LCM, World War II landing craft medium, as seen in the movies about D-Day. It can carry a small tank or about a platoon of soldiers. It has 1-inch steel plating all around its modified superstructure and has also been modified to include substantial armament. In the well deck are four 30-caliber machine guns, each with approximately 3,000 rounds of belted ammunition. On topside, on the port and starboard, that's left and right, just behind the coxswain flat, that's where the driver sits, are two 50-caliber machine guns with grenade launchers on them. The boat captain sits outside between the two machine gun mounts behind the coxswain flat and in front of the 20-millimeter cannon, sometimes considered the largest type of machine gun. Inside the coxswain flat are two shotguns, two M16s, two 38-caliber revolvers, two 45-caliber semi-automatic handguns, M1911 type, and various other odds and ends of handguns, knives, and such. The boat also carries a stock of C4 explosives, resupply ammunition for the Army, and our guns, several hundred cases of combat rations, that's food, and medical supplies to include any and all of the morphine we want anytime we want it.
Oh my goodness. How heavy was that thing? Like, I cannot even imagine.
The original landing craft of World War II weighed around 25 tons. Our boat, fully loaded, was over, with troops and all ammunition, over 100 tons.
Wow. And it could float?
No, it actually could not float. They had to put styrofoam all around it so it would float.
Oh, my word. Okay.
Here's what we don't have: running water, bathroom, or cooking facilities. We do have a bucket to get river water for our bucket bath. It's a bucket sink and a bucket shower, and it's a bucket toilet. They use C-Rat can combat rations, and C4 is great for cooking. There are 4 fold-down canvas cots for sleeping. That's plenty, because someone has to be awake 24/7, and the boat is always running in case we need to get underway instantly. But don't think about fast getaways. The boat is so big and heavy, it has a battle speed of 8 knots. Going that fast will blow the engines.
Okay, wait. How fast is 8 knots?
You're going to find out.
Okay.
Sometimes when it is raining heavily and the tide is going out, the Mekong River and tributaries can flow at 10 miles per hour. If you're trying to go upstream, you're not. Mm. So 10 or 8 knots is approximately 10 miles per hour.
Okay, okay.
All the converted LCMs have an enclosable coxswain flat for the driver and radioman. The well deck on the boat serves as a waterborne Greyhound bus for soldiers, and it is also the living room, dining room, and bedroom for the crew.
Wow, my goodness. So I was hearing about all the REFMs and FNGs and ATCs and LCM. So while married to the Air Force, I learned a lot of those, you know, a lot of acronyms. And those of you out there that don't have a military background, hang in there. I think Tom does a pretty good job explaining what those letters
are. And some of those I will not explain.
Okay, that's probably wise. But, you know, at this point in the book, if you don't have the book, I highly encourage, because we're at this point where there are these pictures. And so you have this coxswain flat with steel plates and bar armor down. And you can see exactly what it looked like on these boats.
Yes.
Can I call it a boat?
It's a boat.
Okay, it's a boat. Yeah. I mean, it's fascinating. Look, there's another picture here of the guys kind of makeshift sitting around playing poker game on the well deck. So cool. But, you know, you had some, at least a little something to do while you're passing the time.
Oh, there was always something to do.
Yeah.
Always.
But one of the things I noticed in these pictures is I loved seeing our American flag on these boats. It's just cool to see that.
The flags flew 24/7.
24/7, just waving. Absolutely. Like that. And I love it.
Yeah. Well, here's some more boat information. My river division is also known as RAD 91. That's short for River Assault Division 91. I have thrown away most of the stuff I brought. It just wouldn't fit into the tiny locker aboard this boat. It reminds me of the PE locker at Rubidoux High School, where you put your street clothes during class time. We have already discovered that you can put sea rats on the boat engines and they will be warm enough to eat in about an hour. Besides the ATCs, we have boats named monitors, similar to that Civil War boat we learned about in high school. It does not have a well deck for carrying troops, but instead has a recessed area for an 81-millimeter mortar and at the front of the boat, a 40-millimeter cannon. Speaking of 40-millimeter cannon, I forgot to mention there are two grenade handguns in the coxswain flat called bloopers, and the mounted ones on the 50 cal machine guns are hand crank grenade launchers, so the rate of fire is the rate of crank.
My goodness. You want the fast person on there, just crank it up.
Yes.
Well, here you go.
You can fire machine gun and grenade launcher at the same time. The new monitors will be arriving soon, and instead of a 40-millimeter cannon, it will have a 105 howitzer with a sawed-off barrel. Its primary round is called a beehive that sends out darts that pin people to trees.
My goodness. Okay, so how what's the size of this? I mean, help me.
Oh, it'd be real close, around 5 inches.
Okay.
About 5 inches, and then the barrel is, I don't know, maybe 2 feet, 3 feet.
Okay.
It's not designed for accuracy. It's designed for short range.
Right. Get the job done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The monitors are considered our battleship, and we also have what we call our aircraft carrier. The ATCH is an assault craft that has a helicopter landing pad mounted on it. The pad is so small that the pilot is unable to see it as he does a touchdown. This craft is used for medical evacuations and has a miniature hospital emergency room underneath the pad.
Okay, and back to the pictures. Incredible picture here of this helicopter to land on this little boat. You can see, like, there's a person standing on this landing deck. You can capture that, the magnitude of how small the magnitude is, like how little this space is. Holy smokes. Okay.
And they would land on that sometimes under fire, being shot at.
Fire.
The boat and helicopter being shot at.
Wow.
We have a few other assorted boats. One is called an ASPB. We called it Alpha Boat for short. And another one is called a Zippo. An ASPB, our fastest boat, can zigzag and quickly provide additional fire support, but it is also more vulnerable, that word.
Yeah, vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. To the enemy.
So, question. How fast is that fastest boat?
Oh, it could probably go about 20 knots.
Which
is? Maybe even 25.
For layman's
terms? Around 20 to 30 miles per hour.
Okay.
Full speed. It's a predecessor to the ski boats that you see, but non-props that shoots out.
Very cool.
Water. The Zippo boat is named after the Zippo lighter, but not because it can shoot fire, napalm type. It is because it takes a Zippo lighter to light the fire that it shoots. Read that a few times if you're reading, or just think about it. And then we have another boat. It is called Irma La Douche. Not just the name of the boat, it's a type of boat. A douche boat carries a water canyon and supports the Zippos in clearing the riverbanks, but not in the way that it immediately springs to mind. The water cannons are capable of 3,000 PSI and are used to drown tunnels and could literally wash away riverside bunkers. This may seem a strange weapon, but some of the mud bunkers are capable of withstanding 105 bombardment with ease. That's the 105 cannon. Yet all fall before the water jet of the douche boat.
Mm-hmm.
Every boat has a name, just like the planes and tanks in World War II and other combat situations. Our boat has been renamed the Delta Queen, probably because so many of us have a Southern background. We know that name represents a boat of the South and in many deltas and rivers that are a part of the U.S. territory. Frank might have been happier with one of the other boats with a new name, like the one called the Rubber Cookie, a takeoff of the Beatles album Rubber Soul. I'm sure he will be hanging out with that boat crew quite a bit. In a few days, there will be a ceasefire so we can have a peaceful Christmas time. This will be an interesting year.
This is very interesting. So I actually do name my cars and my expensive machines at work because I feel like if I name something, I take better care of it. But I think, you know, it also just kind of makes it more personal to me, and that's a good thing. But what is it? I mean, because I don't know. What is it about naming boats, naming planes?
I think you just hit it on the head. It becomes your personal possession.
Okay.
You can take pride in the Delta Queen. You can't take pride in that LCM.
Mm-hmm.
You can take pride in the USS Enterprise.
Yes.
As opposed to that big ship.
Right. It
creates the bond.
Right. Creates the bond. You kind of take ownership and it becomes a part of the family, really.
And on, as you've got the picture in front of you that's in the book that shows the name of the boat. All the boats had a spot where they would paint their names. It was interesting.
The Delta Queen. Now, is there an image beyond that? Because I can see in, you know, your typical MASH TV series riding
now,
Delta Queen.
On many of the boats, they did decorate their sign. I think the sign on Tango Ford, Delta Queen, was basically just damage, wear and tear.
Wow. Okay.
I'm surprised you don't have other questions about the boat, actually.
Because there's a lot I don't understand. But, you know, looking at the pictures, I feel like that explains a lot. But as far as the Navy goes, as far as these riverine boats go, I kind of imagine that as we move on, I'll learn more.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. But the pictures speak a thousand words, too.
Yes, they do. We closed off the reading part with it will be a Christmas ceasefire truce. We're going to be hearing more about that real soon.
You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center on Facebook.